أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون اے وہ لوگو جو ایمان لائے ہو
84 of chapter 2 al-Baqarah and says the translation is O ye who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become righteous. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah has reminded the believers to the obligatory fasting. And has said, it is necessary so that you can be righteous, so that you can protect yourself from spiritual and moral lapses, so that you develop fear of God in your heart, so that you develop this realization that by earning this pleasure of Allah, we may not destroy and squander our this life and the life hereafter. So that you realize this and make effort that we have to gain Allah's pleasure. So these are the aims for which we should fast. And these are the aims to attain which we should wait for the month of Ramadan. Only then, whatever benefit we gained from the Ramadan that past last year, whatever good we had done in that month, whatever righteousness we had adopted, the stages that we had gained, that is spiritual stages, we can receive divine favor for it. We should do self-examination during this Ramadan, that whatever good we attained last Ramadan, are we steadfast on it? Have we led astray from it? If we have been led astray, what benefit has Ramadan done to us? And this Ramadan and the Ramadan that will come in future, what benefit would they give it to us? Allah says that if you will observe these obligatory fast, you would be following righteousness. You will adopt piety, you will gain nearness to Allah, but what is this? That no change has come within us as a result of which we can say we have developed righteousness. It is 100% true, and Allah's word can never be wrong. Only man can be false, and he is. And therefore, this fact is certain that the weaknesses lies within us, and whatever Ramadan passed, we did not benefit from it, or benefit temporarily and gradually slipped back to where we started from. Whereas the case should have been that the level of our righteousness that we had gained during last Ramadan, this Ramadan which we have seen now should help us to advance in piety and will show us the next stages of righteousness that we should attain. So those who made changes within them in the last year, whatever righteousness they attained, that they made the grade of that righteousness part of their life, they are fortunate and lucky people. And now their steps should move forward. But those who forgot about it, or those who attained nothing from it, they should ponder that what benefit are these fasts giving to us? If there is something which has no benefit, what need there is to do it? But as I have mentioned, the fast do have a benefit, and certainly have a benefit. Allah's word can never be wrong. Therefore, whatever mistakes that we made, we will have to beg Allah's forgiveness, and will have to resolve and make a promise that, O Allah, please forgive my last lapses and my laziness, and enable me to do all that piety and good works during this Ramadan which can make me gain your nearness, and by benefiting me from the blessings of Ramadan, we should always follow righteousness and enable us to continue to be steadfast on righteousness. When we will pray in this way, and we examine ourselves, we will turn our attention to the good deeds which Allah has commanded us to do. We will have to give up many evils which Allah has forbidden us to do. We will have to do our duty to God and duty to his servants. Otherwise, our fast cannot be true fast. It will just be starvation. It will just be hunger that you did not eat till the evening or did not drink anything. So Allah to say, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ will only be fulfilled when we will act upon those commands of God, and we will try to surpass in piety the piety of which Allah has commanded us to adopt. And during Ramadan, because us doing these good deeds, Allah gives us manifold rewards. Rather, He gives us limitless rewards. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith that the fasts are for me and I am its reward, it is so that by purifying himself and by exclusively giving himself from God, stops himself from even those which are even permitted, because he has to stop for what he has been forbidden about, but he even stops for what has been normally permitted. He tries to do good deeds, he shows disgust with the evil, raises the level of his worship, and therefore to be near Allah, to gain his nearness to by following the method which Allah has told, first man has to make the effort. First responsibility Allah has placed on his servant, that if a man will come to me one cubit, I will go to him two cubits. And if man will walk to God, then Allah says, I will run to him. Therefore, a believer must always be concerned that to attain Allah's pleasure by following righteousness, I should go to my loving God. And therefore, for such a man, Allah comes rushing compared to the previous days, that is, during the Ramadan, and takes him under the shelter of his protection. And as I said, Allah says that what I reward him, there is no limit that Allah will give compared to the normal circumstances. There is a report by Abu Masood Bukhari, may Allah be pleased with him, that after beginning of Ramadan, I once heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, if people knew the degree of excellence of Ramadan, my followers would have wished that Ramadan should continue all year round. At this, a man of Banu Khuzaya tribe said that, oh, the Messenger of Allah, tell us about the excellences of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the paradise is decorated for Ramadan from the very beginning, beginning to the end of the year. So when the first day of Ramadan starts, winds of mercy blow under the throne of Allah. So these winds make the pious people of God who had resolved that they will bring pious changes within them and have to follow righteousness, they prove to fly them higher. They give them nearness to Allah. So he says that all this decoration and adornment of Ramadan gives them their benefit and blessings, but with the fast you must also have actions. So when Allah is making these arrangements that He is preparing the paradise for His people, that people for Ramadan, that He will, that my servants will fast and I will give them a reward and enter them in paradise, so we will have to change our hearts. We must also make preparations and benefit from the opportunity Allah has provided to us. There are also some other excellences of Ramadan which have been mentioned in other ahadith, which show that how and in what way Allah blesses His servants or favor His servants and show kindness to them. So it is the work of man also that he should advance and step towards God and develop righteousness. If you fast according to the attendant conditions which Allah has laid for us, then it is the same fast that will make us beneficiary of Allah's blessings. There is a report from Hazrat Salman, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed us at the last day of Ramadan and said, O people, a great and blessed month is going to rise over you that will have such a night which is better than 1,000 months. It is such a month in which Allah has prescribed fasting for you and has declared that to stand in worship during its night is nafal for you. Whenever someone adopts a good practice during this month, he becomes like the one who has also done all other obligations in this month. And whoever has done one obligation in this blessed month is like the one who has done 70 obligations in other months. Ramadan is a month of exercising patience, and the reward of patience is paradise. And it is a month of sympathy and brotherhood and forgiving, and it is a month in which the subsistence of a believer is blessed. So you can see how great blessings there are if we are fasting by fulfilling Allah's commands and try to attain righteousness and are doing all this to win Allah's pleasure, try to step on the path of righteousness. Then Allah has given us the glad tiding that Allah does not let such an act with this motive, which is done with this motive, go to waste. He will grant you so much that you cannot even imagine. This is the reward of just one thing, good thing that you do, as though you have done whatever responsibility we have discharged them. And during Ramadan, following righteousness, the reward of one obligation that we have done is so great that in normal circumstances, whatever obligations that you do, it is equal to 70 obligations. Allah multiplies the reward so many times. So each good work during Ramadan is equal to 70 good deeds of outside Ramadan. But we must remember that reward will only be attained when we will be doing all this to win Allah's pleasure. Then it says it is the month of patience. Man is trying to restrain himself not only just from eating and drinking, but there are many other things which he stops doing. There are many ills which he stops doing. He shows patience over the excesses of the enemy. Sometimes he leaves his rights and shows restraint for the sake of Allah. About such people, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَى وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who show patience in seeking the favor of their Lord. Therefore, this patience which is exercised for the sake of Allah, which is conditional to good works, there is a hadith that if somebody abuses you, do not reply. All you should say is, I am fasting. So for you, it will give you reward. And when a believer during the Ramadan develops such practices, they should become part and parcel of one's life. So so that he can make, they can make it, make him beneficiary of paradise. So when you ask Allah mercy and forgiveness, then you should also sympathize others, keep their difficulties in mind, have some feelings about them. If you are showing sympathy for the sake of Allah, it should be of altogether different. If you will be kind to others for the sake of Allah, then this kindness will not be reduced if your own interest is harmed, but it would have become part of your thinking. And when you will be using sympathy and forgiving each other, then this will be a means of your paradise in this world as well as a paradise in the hereafter, because it would be giving us glad tidings of paradise in the hereafter. Then this is the month of atmosphere of friendship, and every brother will be forgiving other people's faults for the sake of Allah. Every relation will be forgiving others. Everyone will be forgiving faults of their any connection. And he would have been creating atmosphere of friendship for the sake of Allah. And because of this forgiveness and Allah's reward for each of his good deeds, 70 folds, we will be leaping and running to the stage of reaching nearness to Allah and would be entering his paradise. Then it says that the moment's subsistence is blessed. A believer's subsistence is blessed because it's lawful earning, and it should be. With a little effort and with a little subsistence, Allah puts a lot of blessings. Sometimes Allah provides them in such means that a man cannot even imagine. Because a believer is doing a lot of work for the sake of Allah, he is spending a lot of time in worship of Allah, in recitation of Holy Quran during Ramadan, and he is also spending times in many other good things by freeing himself from material interest. He is spending time in for the sake of Allah, so therefore Allah blesses him and favors him without limit. And according to his promise, Allah also fulfills his material needs also. But all this is attained by being purely for the sake of Allah and acting on his commandments. This will only be possible when you will attain Allah's mercy, and his forgiveness will be multifold, multiplied, when we will be trying to advance in righteousness and doing such good deeds. There is another report which shows the excellence of fasting and taking his blessings. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, every action of son of Adam is for himself, except the fasting. The fasting is observed for my sake, and I alone am its reward. Also that fasts are a shield. Whenever one of you is fasting, he should not speak lustful or swear words, and if someone were to speak words to him or quarrels with him, all he should say is, answer, I am fasting. He also said, I say on oath of who holds life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the smell from the mouth of the who is fasting is purer than the musk. The one who fasts celebrates two joys, one when he breaks his fast, and the second when he will meet his Lord, he will be pleased with his fast. So when Allah said that I am the reward of fast, or I will reward fast, of course Allah gives reward of every action, but all these other actions are such, and all these good deeds and piety and good things which Allah has commanded, or the ills which Allah has commanded to shun and has prohibited, but fasting during Ramadan, a believer does stop from what is forbidden and what is unlawful, but he also stops for the sake of Allah something which is normally permitted. And compared to the previous situation, he is doing more good and is enabled to do more good. Then also he gives the reply of evil with good by trying to create excellence in himself. Therefore, Allah has also set unlimited reward for it, thinking that you are doing all this for my sake and I will give you unlimited reward for it. One gets 74 times reward of every good deed one does. So what it means is that Allah is so pleased with the believer's action that he fasted only for the sake of Allah and paid attention to doing all good things and stop all ills, and as I said, that even some lawful things which a man can do in general circumstances, he stopped himself because it is the command of Allah. And that is why Allah became his reward. So the worship by being exclusively his and create pious changes within us, by creating these pious changes, will make us a beneficiary of his mercies and of his unlimited rewards if we do it purely for the sake of Allah. Allah loves a believer's every act which he does for sake of God. That is why he said that whatever smell you have from the mouth of the one who fasting is more preferred by God than musk. And then he says that the fast is a protective shield. There is another reward, that it is a shield and is an impregnable fortress to save you from fire. But you must also know how to use it. There are also some requirements for it which you must fulfill. Only then you will be able to follow righteousness as a result of this this shield. This shield will be useful only when during the fast you will try to stop from all ills, will not tell lies, will not backbite, and will not take away or usurp rights of others. You should protect all your organs and limbs that they cannot commit any excess. Everyone, rather than looking the faults in others, will be looking out for his own fault. Rather than looking for ills in others, he will find his own ills and his own gaps and his own weaknesses. I am sometimes amazed to hear, and some people do write to me in letters, that with such and such of your sermon, someone said to me that this sermon is for you especially, you should reform yourself. What they should do is that each person individually should examine themselves and do not look minor faults in others. So when you will be examining yourself during the fast with the ears, eyes, tongues and hands, not only you are protecting others with them, but you will be helping them, then the fast will advance you in righteousness, and in the sight of Allah they will get untold reward. Therefore, we should also examine ourselves from this point of view, and we should continue to do self-analysis. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, whoever observes the fast of Ramadan in the state of faith and by examining his conduct, his past sins shall be forgiven. So this hadith has clarified this, that it's not just enough to do fasting, but the fast should be observed with all the requirements which Allah has commanded. You have to see the level and the grade of your fast, and you will only know that you are advancing towards righteousness when you will be doing self-analysis. You will not be looking for the faults of others, but you will be looking for your own faults and your own weaknesses. You will be watching as to what good I have done and what good I have tried to do and how many ills I have given up. As Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that you should analyze yourself, that our mornings and our nights must be witnesses to our piety. He says it should be so that every morning should bear testimony for you that you passed night with righteousness, and every evening should bear testimony that you have passed day fearing God. So if you will be asking such witnesses from our morning and night, we will be attaining Allah's pleasures, our past sins will be forgiven, and we will be given ability to do good deeds in future and to adhere on piety. Otherwise, our fasts are nothing but keeping hungry and thirsty. There is a report by Hazrat Anas bin Malik. He says, I heard the Holy Prophet ﷺ say, Ramadan has arrived, in which the gates of paradise are opened and the gates of hell are locked up and the Satans are chained in hell. Ruined be the one who saw the month of Ramadan, but he was not forgiven. If he has not been forgiven during Ramadan, when would he be forgiven? This hadith clarifies further that to be forgiven, it is not enough just to fast and to congratulate each other about the month of Ramadan, as long as you do not fast with the effort that you have to follow the paths of righteousness. You have to make the spiritual changes part and parcel of your life, permanent part of your life, not just by changing of 1 month or one fast. This is a continuous effort. Although it is said that the gates of hell are being locked up, but it does not mean that everyone should be forgiven. You will have to do good deeds for it, and this is how we should adorn our fast, so that these good deeds and Allah's forgiveness becomes part of our life. There is a report which is Nazar bin Shaban, may Allah be pleased, the report. I asked bin Abdul Rahman, tell me something which you heard from your father. And he what he heard about Ramadan directly from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, yes, my father told me that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah has made obligatory to do Ramadan fast, and I have made it permanent for you. And those who will fast in faith and for reward, he comes out of sins as though he has just been born. May Allah so destine that during this Ramadan, by becoming such pure and innocent, it come out, and then these pious changes should become permanent part of our life. During Ramadan, we have to raise the level of our worship, and with the recitation of the Holy Quran, one of the methods of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to give in alms and in charity. There is a report that during these days he should use to spend his money in such a way that he would be stronger than a strong wind in giving alms. So by benefiting the blessings of Ramadan, we have to spend for the cause of Allah. Therefore, following the tradition of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, practice of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should pay attention to this. The financial sacrifice is necessary for purification of soul. May Allah so mention that we should gather the blessings of Allah, and all our fast should be to win Allah's pleasure, and they should become part and parcel of our life. Whatever good we do, whatever weaknesses we remove during this Ramadan, they must never come back to us. And Allah's forgiveness and mercy and love, we should be wrapped in Allah's sheet of love and forgiveness and mercy. Promised Messiah says that people are not unaware of the true nature of fasting. The fact is that a country one has not visited or place he hasn't gone, how can he talk about it? How can fasting does not mean that one should just remain hungry and thirsty. It has reality and an effect which can be only known by personal experience. It is within the human nature that when one eats less, then he gains purification of mind and his visionary powers are enhanced. With this quality, Allah desires that we should curtail one kind of food and increase other. The one who fasts must keep view that fasting does not just mean remaining hungry and thirsty, but be engrossed in remembrance of Allah so that he can break with material things and make with God. Therefore, the aim of fasting is that the man should leave one kind of food which nourishes the body and acquires other kind of food which is a means of comfort and satisfaction of the soul. So those who exclusively for the sake of God should not do just for the blind tradition, but for a praise and glorification of God. May Allah so destine that we should create spiritual changes, and in future all our acts should be to win Allah's pleasure. There is a sorrowful report. Many people must have already heard in Mandi Bahauddin, there is a village, Mong Rasul, where after the morning, when the Ahmadis were offering their morning prayers, to a terrorist, we can't say terrorist, they were opponents of the Ahmadis, and terrorists are those who are fighting between themselves, but those who fight with us and attack us are because we are Ahmadis. In any case, they entered the mosques and did firing and ran away, and as a result, 8 Ahmadis were martyred on the spot, and nearly 20 were wounded. Two among them were over 70 years old, but we are waiting for other details. The rest were very young people, and there was a boy of 16 years and also a 12 years boy had been wounded. May Allah give them place in a high paradise, and those who are wounded are healed quickly. And may Allah help their relations and their near ones and all Ahmadis with patience, and to tolerate it and bear it with courage and patience. May Allah also create means that these culprits are caught. In Ramadan, where the Ahmadis will be trying their best to do good and win Allah's pleasure, these so-called Muslims are trained by the mullahs, because all Muslims are not the same, only there are specific groups. Such people, in their own view, are trying that by murdering Ahmadis, perhaps we can win Allah's pleasure. Whereas in these activities, they are inviting Allah's punishment and are giving bad name to Islam and to the Muslims. They are making target of oppression to the Ahmadiyyat, to the Ahmadis, that we had answered the call of the Imam of that time, who invited us to God and we accepted it. In any case, we will receive more details and I will mention them. This incident happened this morning and we have cursory details. But during these days, you should pray for Jamaat, and they are protected from all mischief, especially from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Indonesia. Ahmadis are specially made a target of oppression. May Allah enable every Ahmadi from all kind of harm, and make the enemies see their evil end.
ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله